Ralphie Radio Show, it's Friday. You know what that means. We recap the week that was with Life and Style Weekly and Senior News Editor Jordy Lippi. Jordy, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I am excellent. Jennifer Lopez not doing so well because apparently she was betrayed by Mark Anthony again?
That is correct, actually. Mark Anthony seemed like he needed a friend to pour his heart out to, but he may have chosen the wrong person. He decided to call up Eva Longoria
and
spill his heart out to her. And I'm not sure if you remember, but back in 2008, there were some scandalous photos that came out of Eva sitting on Mark's lap, and J.Lo was nowhere to be found, and ever since then they have no longer been friends, and she was absolutely fuming after those pictures, and I'm sure she's probably even more upset now.
That's rough for sure. Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Simon Cowell is not a fan of many people, and he's certainly not afraid to speak his mind, even if it involves Mother Monster herself, Lady Gaga. What did Simon say about Lady Gaga? How did he criticize her, Jordy?
Well, we got some time to sit down with him, and he told Life and Style that if Lady Gaga would have showed up to audition for American Idol a couple of years ago, he would have kicked her right off. He said that she would have even been considered one of, like, the kooky auditions, and she would have never made it forward. But he did admit that she is very popular now, and, you know, that he would love to work with her.
I think he's right. She would have been laughed at.
Yeah, he said she would have been thrown out in 10 seconds.
She still gets laughed at sometimes. I mean,
of course, she's a little wacky, but you know what? She raked in something like $90 million in 2010, so I think she has the last laugh.
Yeah, she's wacky right to the bank. Gotta love that. Well, you can read about those stories and many, many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Senior News Editor Jordy Lippi, hey, have a great weekend.
You too.